I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The Shard in London is Western Europe's tallest building. As the name implies, it looks like a gigantic shard of glass or an 87-story wall of ice. That latter description inspired six women to climb the shard today. The women are Greenpeace activists. This morning, they slipped past security to begin their climb to protest Shell Oil's drilling in the Arctic ice. Shell's headquarters are nearby. The climbers are looking at jail time after their stunt, but it left us with a tantalizing question. What's it like to climb a big building? Earlier today, as the Greenpeace activists were in mid-climb, I spoke with Steph Davis. She's a climber herself and the author of High Infatuation, A Climber's Guide to Love and Gravity. Steph, it's all about love and gravity at the Shard today. You've been watching the live stream. The climber's about 230 meters up now, 80 meters left to go. Does it look to you like they have this one in the bag?
Yeah, I think they made a great choice of their object because of the steel frame exterior, because it gives them a whole structure to climb and protect themselves with the rope.
I mean, when I look at the Shard, I see mostly glass. I do see that steel frame, but if you're a climber and you're going up the Shard, what are you considering?
I wouldn't really be looking at the glass. I would be looking at the steel, because that's what you're going to climb up and that's what you're going to use as your protection points.
And the fact that it's kind of got a sloping angle to it, it's not like a straight up and down building. What difference does that make?
That actually makes it easier to climb. So yet again, this is another way in which this building is so ideal for it, because if it's vertical, it's a lot harder to climb because it's more steep of an angle. And the more low angle it is, the easier the actual climbing is. So I really think the building's kind of perfect for it.
Now, I notice the women who are climbing the Shard, they just seem to have special ropes. But I'm wondering, technically, is it advisable to have kind of special rigging for each building? I remember some guy who went up the World Trade Center in New York years ago, and he had designed a special cleat to fit in the grooves in the building's steel frame.
Yeah, I've seen people do things with suction cups on glass, and I think that you just have to be really open to alternative techniques if you start doing urban climbing.
Suction cups, that sounds so Pink Panther.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty crazy. It's this guy named Alain Robert, and he's pretty famous for doing most of the building climbing that's been done.
What do you think about the crew at the Shard being an all-female crew? I mean, rogue urban climbers seem mostly, at least from what I've seen, mostly men. Is this going to be a trend among females?
I think it's great. And what I really like about that is that it so fundamentally sends the message that this is not the same world that it used to be. You know, climbing is becoming so much less male-dominated as a sport in the last several decades. And the fact that these women are doing this project on their own, it's just repeating the same message over and over. This is not the same world. And that's just a huge part of what they're trying to say.
Does this inspire you? Are you looking for a big building right now?
No, I'm actually climbing in Colorado right now on rocks, but I think it's great what they're doing, and I'm really excited that they came up with this and that they're executing it so beautifully.
Well, it's certainly going to attract the attention of Shell Oil, which isn't too far away from the Shard.
Yeah, for sure.
Steph Davis, author of High Infatuation, A Climber's Guide to Love and Gravity. When's the next time you're hitting the rocks?
Probably in about 20 minutes.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thanks.
We have video of those Greenpeace protesters climbing the Shard in London today. That's at theworld.org.